Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Yesterday, Jaybird, you got this interesting text from your Aunt Ann, who she loves several things. She does love her family, but she loves her food. I don't know which she loves more. And I imagine
we don't know.
Thanksgiving has got to be a big holiday for her.
It's huge. Thanksgiving is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in the Pennington household. I mean, we love food.
So this is really perplexing that she would actually change Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving always traditionally is on Thursday.
This was news to me, and Thanksgiving is about a week out, is it not?
It is. Yeah, exactly. It's 8 days away.
We have a lot of members in our family, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we gotta, you know.
So you get this email that your Aunt Ann has now moved Thanksgiving from Thursday to Tuesday.
Yeah, she texted me. She said that we're going to be doing Thanksgiving on Tuesday, not Thursday. I'm like, all right, why? And she didn't answer me back, so I went over there to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Now, we speculated on exactly why she was doing this. One of the speculations was she was moving it because maybe she had another date on the actual Thanksgiving day, and she's trying to work the system and get maybe two Thanksgiving meals out of it. That was one thing we thought. We also thought that maybe there was some internal family drama and that there was a couple of people she didn't want at Thanksgiving dinner, so she was changing the date so it would be inconvenient for them to show up.
We call that a power play.
It
was a power play, if that was the case.
Yeah. So what is Aunt Ann tripping about? Why is she moving Thanksgiving?
Well, I can't wait.
Just to set up the scene here, it's me and Denny's that went over there. And
you got Denny's with you?
I do. I like to bring him over there every now and then. I like to have him maybe say a comment that I know might get her annoyed.
Because okay. You're having a family discussion. Yeah. Denny's not in the family.
Denny's is an outsider. He is not part of this. He's a newbie. He's new.
He shouldn't have any opinions, but yet he does.
Well, remember he was doing the e-cig smoke in the house, and she could not believe
that's right,
the nards on
what
this
are you doing
outsider. What are you doing in there?
What is that?
He would never do that.
He's smoking in my house?
He would never do that on purpose. I told him to do that. I want people to think Denny's a jerk.
No. He's doing it just to get her go.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. This is what happened when you went to Aunt Ann yesterday to find out why she's moving Thanksgiving.
But why do you want to change it? So what's the deal with it changing on Tuesday?
Well, my friend Barbara invited me to a place she said in Orlando, somewhere up in that area, that they're having a thing for, you know, it's going to be a New England type thing. And elders, they want all as many New Englanders to go up there as possible. There's going to be everything there. She's going to, all kinds of turkeys, all kinds of mashed potatoes, all kinds of stuffings.
Okay.
So she's going to Orlando with Barbara.
Barbara.
Who's been talked about on this show.
Oh, yeah, Barbara's the one that kind of stirs things up around here, isn't she?
She does. She's the one that gets the pot all stirred up.
My aunt does. Yeah, I'll let the audio play.
Okay.
Pies galore. I can't wait for that.
Pies galore.
Pies galore.
I can't wait for that.
I don't blame her.
Pies galore.
Pies galore is a big deal. That's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. Right.
I thought you didn't like Barbara.
Well, she's going to pay for my dinner, so what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't have to like her.
So we're going to do it Tuesday?
Yeah, I said Tuesday.
Well, who said you can change it on Tuesday?
Me.
But the...
What the hell are you asking me? Back? Are you going to cook it?
I'm not going to cook it, but I'm saying, can everyone else do it on Tuesday?
If I say we're going to have a Thanksgiving on Tuesday... We're going to have it on Tuesday.
You can't do it on Tuesday.
What do you mean? Who are you, his lawyer?
I just thought we were...
This doesn't concern you.
Who are you, his lawyer? He doesn't like to be yelled at.
This doesn't concern you.
He can't do it on Tuesday.
She can't believe this outsider is now meddling in a family matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the nerve. Yeah. The nerve on this one.
Can we do it on Wednesday?
No, I got plans on Wednesday also.
Huh.
What are you doing on Wednesday?
I'm doing another Thanksgiving on Wednesday.
Oh, she's working the system to get three Thanksgivings.
She's got triple
three
going.
Three.
She's got three Thanksgivings, man.
Three Thanksgivings.
She's doing it right. I'm jealous of her tactics.
She's great. She's genius.
This is an Aunt Ann power play.
Take notes, boys.
Three Thanksgivings? Oh, my gosh.
So you're having three Thanksgivings?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you want to have Thanksgiving here on Tuesday?
Tuesday,
so Thanksgiving's been changed to Tuesday?
For our house, for this year. I think I deserve it. I've lived long enough.
I just don't want there to be any scheduling conflicts.
Between who? You know, schedule, I'll do it Tuesday. Well, I get it now. You're gonna be Kevin's do-boy. Be a little puppet for Kevin.
Well, all right, so... Okay, I guess we're having Thanksgiving on Tuesday.
I've been defeated.
Oh, you totally have been defeated.
You can't battle that. You can't battle three Thanksgivings.
I'm kind of. I want to go to this Thanksgiving up in Orlando. It sounds
three
unbelievable.
Thanksgivings. Okay.
They want to get as many New Englanders as they can.
New England Thanksgiving.
They have pies galore.
I want to be a part of pies galore.
Who doesn't want pies galore? Wow. Okay. So that's what that was all
about.
That then
was
yesterday.
About. So
okay.
Thanksgiving next Tuesday.
Now we know. All right.
On 97.9 WRMF.
How did your Thanksgiving go? Well, we are all just caring about what was happening at Jason's Aunt Ann's house. And I just love it because as soon as he gets to her door, immediately it all starts out. If you missed it, the saga that's been going on, you were supposed to bring over pies galore because she had a Thanksgiving actually cancel out on her because we were talking about it and it involved this woman, Barbara, and things just went south really fast.
Barbara did not take kindly to us talking about her on the radio.
So there were all these pies you were supposed to bring over when you went to your Aunt Ann's house.
Come in. Come in. Come in, Death. Come in. I'm dressed.
Hey, Annie.
Did you get the squash pie?
I couldn't find, Anne, I couldn't find that for the life of me. No one knows what...
You didn't look very hard.
No one knows what the hell I'm talking about.
You gotta be kidding. Somebody knows. There's a lot of New Englanders down here.
Yeah.
Here, I got like seven other pies. I got apple, I got peach, I got...
I made an apple pie. Why would I want another apple pie?
Well, but I got one from a store.
Ah, my pie, my baked pie was good.
No, I know it is. So
better than this friggin' store.
Insulting.
I got peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I got cherry.
I don't like cherry pie.
Uh-oh. I like peach. You got peach.
I don't like peach pie either.
I got the chocolate cream pie.
I love that. That I like.
I got blueberry.
Love blueberry.
Okay, all right, you rebounded a little bit.
A little bit. I think I got two out of eight pies that she liked.
Yeah, so ultimately not doing well.
A lot of pie.
So you and producer Denny's, you head over there and check out, see what's going on with Ann. And it just wouldn't be a festive holiday time if my name didn't come up.
Absolutely. And she's annoyed by Denny's, by the way. It's kind of been set up to every time Denny's goes in there, he just does something a little
he's
off.
He's just uninvited. He's not part of the family.
No.
Well, you make him do it. He's not normally like that.
No.
Which is so awesome. So he's acting up this character of Denny's the douche.
And he hates, he told me, because he really hates doing this. He says he's so uncomfortable.
You can hear
yelled at by
air. You got something to do today?
I got to do some stuff. I got to work.
Well, you always got to do something, don't, even on Thanksgiving?
Well, Kevin wants me to do this one.
Oh, Kevin wants a lot of sh**.
No, I know. He does. I got to get this video done.
Is he working today?
He always works.
It's a friggin' holiday. He's the modern day Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Why? He makes you work all the time.
Well,
if you work on a holiday.
Yeah.
I know he's the head guy on the show, but he always tries to be the leader. Tries to be the funniest, and this holiday season he should be run over by a reindeer.
Well, you know.
That's what, Christmas Day?
I don't know what Kevin's going to make us do. Who knows? Yeah, he likes to make us work on the holidays.
Santa should put a lump of coal in his stocking for making you guys work on the holidays.
So what do you think of the Thanksgiving dinner?
Very good. It'll surpass.
What's that?
What?
It'll suffice.
You like all the pies?
Are you feeding the dog?
Oh, I wasn't feeding him. I dropped the piece.
He's not supposed to have table food. He has to eat dog food, you know, because he's a dog. He eats dog food.
Yeah, Denny's.
Well, I didn't want to waste it, so I figured the dog would like it. I just gave him a little bit of turkey.
Yeah, don't give him turkey. Don't give him anything. He was sick this morning. I woke up to a bunch of everything all over the place. It made me disgusted.
Do you got white gravy?
What's white gravy? From a turkey? It's only brown. When you what the hell are you talking about, white gravy?
They make white gravy too.
Who?
I don't think we have any white gravy, man.
What's the matter with you? You like to stir the pot. You're just lucky you're eating here.
The interaction between Anne and Denny's about the white gravy is my favorite part of anything.
Oh, man. There's also a song that goes along with it. Check it out on the KBJ Show Twitter right now.
The KBJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
All right, let's begin. Joke number one. What you got over there, producer Denny's?
So I just want to say, these are all going to be Thanksgiving-themed jokes.
Oh.
So we got Thanksgiving next week.
He's gone the extra mile, hasn't he?
I love it. Yeah, you won't be able to be here for Joke Jury next week.
That's absolutely right.
So you're giving it to us this week.
Look at you, topical guy.
Well said.
All right, guys. So for joke number one, why don't they play dance music for Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know. Why don't they?
Because nobody likes a jive turkey.
Virginia. Virginia.
I'm laughing at your snort, by the way.
Sorry.
Your snort into the microphone.
I wasn't expecting to laugh.
Got Virginia.
All right.
That was amusing. That was amusing. Okay. All right. Cute.
All right. Joke number two here. Why is it good to get the potatoes, stuffing, and turkey done first on Thanksgiving?
I don't know why.
Because everything else is just gravy.
He's like he looks, just, he smiles. He's seeking something from everybody. He's like, oh.
Sometimes silence is so loud.
I wanted to like it.
I hear this.
That's right. You got one go. You know. All right.
All right. Joke number three here. What does a turkey use to search the internet?
I don't know what.
Google, Google. Google, Google.
Yes. You got to see it, too. He's doing physical comedy with it. I can't
laugh. Google, Google. Okay. That's amusing.
All right, for the fourth joke here. What is the best Prince song to play to get hyped for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What is that?
Cranberry beret.
That's funny.
Virginia, come on. Oh, come on. All right. Stop.
I like it. I'm not going to come up here and pretend it wasn't funny. That was funny.
I'm not even sure why I'm laughing.
Cranberry beret.
Yeah, sing it on Thanksgiving.
I like it. I like it. Dang.
Okay.
All right.
I need more, dude.
Yeah. He's on a roll today.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm like butter on a roll.
Oh. Yeah, get
it. Is that a freebie?
Thanksgiving.
Is that bonus?
Right off the dome piece.
Wow.
All right. And finally here, why is it not a good idea to let a teenager during puberty prepare a Thanksgiving turkey?
Wait, say it again.
Why is it not a good idea to let a teenager during puberty prepare a Thanksgiving turkey?
I don't know why.
Remember you guys were talking about the during puberty, how the people get a little randy, the guys get a little randy.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm really...
Where is this going?
I feel like I need to walk out of the room.
I'm starting to sweat. The room.
Well, it's not a good idea to have a teenager during puberty prepare Thanksgiving turkey because you might catch him masturbating.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
It's time to gain some knowledge. You learn more here than you would in college. We're the smartest radio station. We are the leaders in education. Is it truth? Is it lies? Kevin's the host. He's got beady eyes. Fact or fiction?
Yeah. Here we go. It's time to learn a little something about this little holiday we're going to have in a couple of days. Thanksgiving. A little fact or fiction here for you. What do you think, Virginia? 99% of the turkeys that the U.S. imports actually come from Canada.
What's all that about?
Fact or fiction on that?
I got to say fiction.
You got to say fiction.
Yeah.
She's wrong, Coach.
She is wrong, yeah.
99?
Yeah, they say, although the vast majority of our turkey is homegrown, we import about $7 million worth from Canada and produce $3.6 billion worth here.
The sweet flavorings of Canadian turkey.
Mm-hmm. How about that? So there you go. Fact or fiction about turkeys, Jay Bird. Wild turkeys can fly at speeds up to 55 miles an hour.
That, my friend, is a fact. The wild turkey will kill you in 11 different ways.
Wow, murderous turkeys.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Are we talking about the booze or the animal?
Both.
Yes.
A drunk turkey.
You know, Macy's going to be having their big Thanksgiving Day parade, a big tradition for a lot of people to watch that, kind of the official start of the holiday season.
I love to put it on while we're cooking in the morning. It's just so fun.
You love it, but Kevin hates parades, remember? Not a big parade guy.
Yeah. Kind of boring.
Aww.
I remember you got so many people so angry when you said, I just hate parades, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. It's just the way I'm wired.
I don't know. I just don't. Man, you haven't been to a good parade yet. You just don't get it.
I like his stance on it, though. He knows what he doesn't like.
Yeah. Just wait for something exciting to happen. Nothing ever really does. I'm like, yeah.
Come to Mardi Gras. Let me show you the way.
So what about this? Fact or fiction, Macy's used to release the character balloons at the end of the Thanksgiving Day parade, and then they had a fun little game where they would then offer up a reward for the return. Is that fact or fiction? You've seen those huge character balloons.
Oh, massive.
Yeah.
That gives me anxiety even thinking
about it. Just let them fly loose, and hey, you bring it back, we'll give you $5. What do you think? Fact or fiction, Virginia?
That sounds wacky enough to be true.
Okay.
I'll say fact.
You're going to go with the fact on that. You are right. Yes. They had to stop in 1933, though, after idiots tore one balloon apart fighting over it.
Aww.
And then a guy in a small plane nearly crashed into Broadway trying to snatch one out of the air.
Ooh.
I got it.
Not safe.
Who didn't see the chaos in that idea?
It was the 30s.
Yeah. Fact or fiction here, Jay Bird. Macy's was the first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade. Is that fact or fiction?
You love Macy's.
He does.
That's where you like to bring your dates.
Yeah, it is. A little shopping date.
That's how she got her name. Rest in peace, Macy.
Hey, ladies, come watch me as I buy things for myself.
That's not how it went down.
You want to watch me shop for me?
You, if you're lucky, can hold my bags.
What are you guys even talking about? We were doing dual shopping. You both picked out things.
Ah, you give me a hard
What'd
time.
What'd she get?
None of your. How about this? None
she got a kiss.
Clear your business. Why don't you both butt out?
Hopefully, she kept the receipt to return it. Oh.
Oh.
I don't. Why? Because we. Is that? A, I don't. Is that? I know you're making fun of me. But explain it.
Kevin said she got a kiss.
Oh. All right. What's the question?
Macy's was the first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade. Fact or fiction?
That, my friend, is a fact.
That is a fact. No.
All that to be wrong.
Yeah.
You threw him.
It wasn't actually Macy's. It was their rival, Gimbel's.
Oh, are you going to date him, too?
Kevin didn't throw me. You did, which of Thanksgiving?
Throwing him off over there. You're under his skin, Virginia. Fact or fiction, today's turkeys are so fat that they can't reproduce with female turkeys the natural way. No turkey loving.
That's probably a fact. I'm sure we're pumping them full of chemicals to make them be fatter, so they're more delicious.
You're right, Virginia.
Oh, that really sucks for the turkey.
They
get murdered and they get no love.
They don't get any action and
they meet their demise.
Yeah. All 300 million turkeys born in the U.S. each year are products of artificial insemination.
Loveless turkeys, Virginia.
Wow.
Dang. And finally here, Jay Bird, Thanksgiving fact or fiction. More Americans lose their virginity the 2 weeks around Thanksgiving than any other time of the year. Is that fact or fiction?
Oh, yeah. It's good to be thankful. Fact.
Yeah. Some stuffing. No. No, that's actually fiction. The middle of June is the most popular time.
That's when I lost mine.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got two
personal. Something's going on there. Well, thank you for that.
Summer of love.
Show. On 97.9 WRMF.
Not a lot of just Thanksgiving songs other than Adam Sandler. I mean, what other great Thanksgiving tracks do we have? They're few and far between, Jay Bird.
There's not too many.
Luckily, we've got a new one.
All right.
And we've got one Vicious V on the track. She back to back now. She's been in the Sasquatch recording.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, she's really easy to work with, surprisingly so. She gets in there and she bangs it out quick.
She does, huh? Okay.
Because Mama's got things to do. She don't have time to.
Yeah, she's
not. I'm trying to talk with her, have some fun. So I got to go.
Yeah.
I got babies to pick up.
This ain't a social party.
I get it.
Yeah. So who better to do a song about Thanksgiving and all the food than the Snack Pack? What do you think about this one?
It's Vicious V and I'm back with the snack pack on that Thanksgiving track. I'm hungry, so give me some yams. Cause bitch, this witch is about to go ham.
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving, gotta I eat until I burst. I call the nurse cause I'm getting Hershey squirts. My stomach hurts but I still want dessert. Gonna eat till I'm dead, someone get me a hearse. All this turkey is so tasty. I ate so much that I'm peeing gravy. My appetite is out of control. I ate so much, I'm pooping out dinner rolls. Please pass me the Thanksgiving platter.
Damn, Jay Bird, I can hear you getting fatter.
I'm all about the side dishes. My mom, Kay Pennington's mac and cheese was delicious. I'm in a food coma and I'm starting to snore. But I'm so hungry so I'm eating some more.
Who wants a breast?
Who wants a thigh?
We'll punch you in the eye if our turkey is dry.
Cornbread and turkey thighs, mashed potatoes and apple pie. We got all the tasty fixings. This is a snack pack Thanksgiving. Sweet corn and casseroles. Denny's, grab another bowl. Champagne's popping and it's fizzing. This is a snack pack Thanksgiving.
Guess what?
What?
The best part of the turkey is the turkey butt.
What?
My body better digest food quick, cause I'm about to eat 10 more drumsticks.
I'm a vegan and I eat tofurkey.
Get the hell out of my house, cause we only serve real turkey. This Thanksgiving I'm going feast mode. My belt's about to burst, it's about to explode. I'm so thankful for all the calories that the Thanksgiving gods have blessed upon me. I'm all about those pies galore. My aunt and apple pie will have you begging for more. Yo, Virginia the witch, how many leftovers are left up in the fridge?
So many leftovers, bitch. And I'm about to make me a turkey sandwich.
Cornbread and turkey thighs, mashed potatoes and apple pie. We got all the tasty fixings. This is a snack pack Thanksgiving. Sweet corn and casseroles. Denny's, grab another bowl. Champagne's popping and it's fizzing. This is a snack pack Thanksgiving.
Yeah. There you go. Now you got a Thanksgiving song.
And we're shooting a video today at Virginia's house because she's got the fanciest house of the whole show.
Yeah, she does.
You really do have the best house out of anybody here.
No doubt. So there you go. You got the video on the way. There's your new Thanksgiving track. We'll post that up so you can put that on a playlist.
And tomorrow, putting Kevin in a turkey costume. He's going to be the turkey in that.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Slow-mo Kevin Ralston as a turkey.
Oh, yeah. That turkey's got a booty.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the turkey. Yeah, turkey butt.
I heard it in the song.
Yeah. It's first thing you want to carve. Very nice.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Denny, you think, are you a good chugger?
Oh, I'm gonna do my best. I'm kind of like chicken hungover, man. I ate a lot of chicken yesterday.
We went to Bud's Chicken and Seafood yesterday. He's had a lot of poultry.
I don't. Yeah, this is.
He got the.
Well, the good news is this turkey. This isn't chicken.
He got the family pack with no family.
I didn't know how to order.
He ate 8 pieces of chicken last night.
Well, I thought there was 8 piece tenders.
You ate a bird and a half.
He did.
He's so full. He's gone to the restroom number 2 twice.
All right.
All right. All right, let's see here, Denny's. We got it all ready to go, Virginia.
You ready for me to fire up the blender?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, we get to hear this excellence.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw some water in that. That won't be gross.
Okay, so you got everything, all the fixings. There's corn, I can see, cranberry gravy, turkey, mashed potatoes.
And a couple of, and some ice.
Oh, you put ice in it?
Ugh.
Could have had it warm. That'd have been delish.
Just don't think about any of that.
All right.
Down the hatch.
You know, a lot of people are doing these smoothies. I've been telling these people. It's like a lot of people, that's all they do is they drink their food anymore. A lot of people really buy into it.
It's not. It's really not. I've done it before. It's not the same, man.
I'm a man of texture, too, man.
I guess some items work. You can actually blend them up and make it good. I saw somebody did
plenty.
That to a. They did it to a Happy Meal. You think a Happy Meal would be good?
I think it'd still be gross.
Still
man.
Gross?
Yeah, I do. Especially. Yeah.
Oh, she's a thick girl, Kev.
Oh, my mouth's salivating. Ugh.
That's.
I mean, you really want it, huh?
Oh, no, it's salivating in a bad way.
Are you about to vomit?
Yeah. He's doing reverse
getting
salivating.
Hot flashes.
I mean, you got to finish that up, too. Look, all right, all look right. How much that is. Oh. Got to chug it.
Wow, that's very generous.
He has to finish it?
Oh, come on. I thought it was 0.16.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to make that much.
I think a good solid chug at least. Yeah, do
yeah,
what you can.
You can put a 10 seconds
do
on it.
Do what you can.
If,
here,
if
yeah.
you want to not finish that up, while people are listening, and
10 seconds
KBJ
of
Nation.
10 seconds of continual chugging. If you do stop, I will stop the clock. So
and
that
if you feel like you
fair.
Have to, Ralph, point towards Jason.
I'm just saying, producers of the past would finish the whole thing.
All right.
All right.
All right, here we go. All right. Down the hatch, Denny's.
He's like, mark. Why did I even
turkey
come
smoothie.
Here?
Well,
it smells awful.
On your mark, get set, and chug. There he goes. Taking
push.
A couple drinks.
Oh,
okay.
What are you doing?
He got a few.
Oh, he's spitting on me. What are you doing? Dude, what the can't even swallow. He spit on me.
I can't even swallow it, guys. I'm so sorry. My stomach turned upside down. Where are those napkins?
Listen to Denny. Denny's Ralphin'.
Where's the napkins?
I don't know. I gave
the paper towels to intern.
You gave away our paper towels?
He's doing it for Weird Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, he has the most bizarre Ralphing sound I've ever heard.
I have to say, but he didn't swallow. He's got to go back.
No!
He didn't swallow.
And my body won't even let me.
He didn't swallow.
It's repulsive.
You guys are letting him off so easy. He never swallowed.
He did his best, man.
He's crying. Yeah. What do you mean we're letting him off easy?
Poor boy, man.
It was horrible.
You're boy, boy.
Whatever. That was nasty.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.